Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We are going to participate in launching Raise the Region tonight, so I'm glad to say we have what's become an annual event. Not only Raise the Region, but to talk to some of the key players that are involved in that. Jason McCacken is back. He's Director of Strategic Philanthropy at the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. Thanks for coming in, Jason.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I'm always excited. I just think partnerships like this and the foundation, there's so much more to say about the work they do, how people reach out with funding that they have and the good that it does in the community. I think people would probably be surprised at the kind of dollars that are flowing through up there. So I'll have some questions about that in a moment. But Raise the Region, was this your idea?
No, actually, this began before I actually started the foundation. But it is something that you do see across the country. There's a lot of community foundations that are doing this kind of event. Great way to bring the nonprofits, give them a little bit of a stage to be showcased on, and then allow the people in the community to pick their favorite nonprofit and support and keep all the money local.
Define Raise the Region.
So Raise the Region is an online giving program, www.raisetheregion.org. We have 288 nonprofits from Columbia, Lycoming, Northumberland, Montour, Snyder, and Union counties. So for the last couple of months, those nonprofits have been in the process of applying for Raise the Region. The Community Foundation, we take all the time to make sure that they are 501c3 nonprofits in good standing with the IRS. We validate everything with them. We coach the nonprofits to make sure that they have an online profile created. They're able to accept the gifts. So we help them with their messaging and their marketing. And then when the website opens, which is tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll run for 30 hours through midnight tomorrow. And the nonprofits will compete for a variety of prizes. We have over $75,000 in prizes that are awarded for various competitions that the nonprofits compete for. And then the big part of our program that probably sets us a little bit different from the other community foundations that does this is our partnership with the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, because we have stretch dollars. And that is basically, their generosity by giving us $150,000. The people that make the donations, a little bit extra gets added to every gift. And so I would probably say that's probably the big thing that sets us apart from other giving days is the stretch fund. When I go to a conference every year and talk about this, those community foundations come up to me and say, how did you get this to happen? Because the concept is a nice incentive to get the donors to give. And so I think we've sort of set the bar high, and a lot of community foundations are looking at Raise the Region to sort of model off of. And so it's been a great program.
Do you have to give tours or something?
We don't give tours, but we do get to look at each other's profiles and how we're set up. So, we do a presentation every once in a while.
Yeah, people want to see that one. I know these coaching of the nonprofits is real coaching. There's meetings, there's rooms full of people, PowerPoints, and helpful information. It really can help a nonprofit that maybe is kind of on the margin of really growing and doing cohesive fundraising throughout the year, can really help them up their game a notch and make sure that they're utilizing the existing available donors that they have and generating new ones and spreading the word and getting the word out. So it's a tremendous service the foundation is doing, First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. Well, as you mentioned, the Alexander Family Dealerships provide the stretching dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars over the course of all of the Raise the Regions, and we have one of the partners here today. Aubrey Alexander is here. So welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
I do appreciate you coming in. I haven't driven an Alexander dealership truck in almost 4 hours, so and talked to the dealership yesterday. I'm ready for my next set of tires, so we'll be over there before too long. Well, Alexander's really says this is so in lockstep with your mission. Talk about that. I think people think, okay, reasonably priced cars, that's what Alexander's all about. That's just, it's almost like a side business for you guys.
Right. We are one of the larger dealer groups in central Pennsylvania. We sell thousands of cars a year, but we could not do that without community support, obviously. And like you said, this is just second nature for us. Our families always been involved in every community we've been in. My dad, starting in 1980, he's always been very generous. So when Jason and the First Community Foundation came to us with this idea, you know, we thought, well, this is never going to happen. This is crazy. This is, you guys are, what are you thinking? So here we're looking at year number 8 with Raise the Region, and they've done over $8.8 million over the last 7 years. We're just glad to be a part of it. I think it's a good fit for us.
Well, and I think I really want to dwell on this idea that part of your mission is to make sure you're part of the community. If you go to the Alexander dealership in Montoursville, where it all began, there's some nice artwork on the wall, but the biggest picture isn't of a new car or creative art. It's your dad giving away money at a ball field or a hospital somewhere.
Up in Renovo. Years ago, we had a small used car dealership in Renovo, believe it or not.
Okay.
And he donated that building to the local medical center or hospital at that time. That was about 20 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. But I think that's noteworthy because, of course, you guys squeeze in at you got, 20 pounds a dealer in a 10-pound bag up there.
We use every square inch of our facility.
Right, there's a lot on a short amount of space there. But nonetheless, you make sure that you get really all of your message out there, not just the vehicles, but this charitable part. What will you do as Raise the Region is happening? What's Aubrey going to do?
Well, Jason got me out of bed early this morning, and he's going to keep me up late tonight. We have a nice kickoff event at Aubrey Alexander Toyota in Shamokin Dam. That'll kick off the event at 5. There was a waiting list, I believe, for that. So the event starts at 5. The Raise the Region website goes live at 6 p.m. And then tomorrow morning, we will be on the Lecky Live show at Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg, going live at 4:30 a.m. So he's getting me out of bed again early. So that's what I'll be doing the next 30 hours to Raise the Region.
And let's see, we think of almost every nameplate you can want in a vehicle you can get from an Alexander dealership, I would think so.
Yes, all the ones that you would want to buy.
All the ones there's one. No Edsels or anything like that. I guess there's no dog vehicles out there. And you just opened a shop in Lewisburg. You have a store in Lewistown, and now I should say Subaru, Buick, and GMC. Now, how did that come about?
There was a dealer out there that has been there forever, kind of a cornerstone in their community, and they were just looking to get out of the business, as some dealers do. And we were fortunate enough to look at it and get a phone call. And, so that's in Lewistown, Burnham, just outside Lewistown, PA, Mifflin County.
And so they'll go through a transition to look. Like all of your dealerships have that certain look, that great big front and the big doors and everything.
Sure. Well, we take pride in our facilities. I mean, it shows, I believe, and I'm proud of that. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm proud that we have nice facilities. But it's primarily a Subaru facility in Lewistown, and they have all their imaging requirements. But we do sell Buick and GMC there as well, and we're really excited about it. It's a great area. We have local manager that grew up in Lewistown. He's running the facility for us. So more to come.
I'm not sure how to answer this question. I don't usually ask questions that I don't know the answer to. One of our good listeners sends us a text and says,
"Oh no,
you absolutely positively have to ask him, who feeds the turtle?"
Oh, at the Toyota dealership.
I don't know. I'm assuming so. There's a pond there. It has fish in it, right? Or is it turtles?
There's turtles and fish.
Okay. I wouldn't say that I've ever... Well, who feeds the
turtle? I think
the
customers just throw them some crackers once in a while.
Is that what...
They're taken care of, trust me.
In fact, I think there's a sign there that says, don't feed the fish, as I recall.
Yeah, they're well taken care of. We've had that for 6 or 7 years now.
I'm surprised I didn't. I'm sorry. When I'm up there, I'm looking at the trucks. I don't check out the turtles.
No, the kids love that stuff.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for answering that question. So somebody's up there. There's a person in charge of it. You don't feed the turtles?
I don't feed the turtles.
Okay,
no.
You're not in charge of that.
but they're taken care of.
You are there. If I go in there and say absolutely positively have to thank Aubrey, you're there sometimes, right?
Sometimes. Primarily, I work out of our Chevrolet dealership in Muncie. I handle a lot of the building projects, facility renovations, all the back-end stuff that kind of helps the group move ahead. And my brother Adam handles more of the front end, you know, dealing with the sales and the marketing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, so then we're might not see me all the time in the showroom, but I'm just a phone call away.
Well, then we'll probably see you in Lewistown, bringing that up to the that's sort of that look
yes.
that you guys look. Jason, make a pitch for folks to really get involved in pondering how they can help raise the region, how they can strategically help their nonprofit.
So I would just take today as an opportunity to go to the website, raisetheregion.org. There's the opportunity. There's a search menu. You can, if you've got a favorite nonprofit, you know them by name, you can put that in. Or if there's a cause that you are passionate about, you can put that in. I think it's very interesting. I've had a lot of donors come to me that there's a lot of nonprofits that serve our area that didn't even know about. And so Raise the Region has sort of become their Amazon or their eBay. It's their shopping tool to find nonprofits. And so every nonprofit has their own profile. So minimum gift is $25. So I would just take the next, you know, sometime today during the workday, you know, during your lunch, pull up the website, take a look to see what's out there. There's going to be a nonprofit for everybody. So all the money stays locally. Your gift will be increased due to the generosity from the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships. And then the nonprofits will compete for a variety of prizes. So we have over $75,000 in prizes. So if you want to help your nonprofit win a prize, give during one of those prize opportunities. And we do have a lot of sponsors to thank for that as well. The Larson Design Group has been with us since 2013 when we started this program. So we thank them for their continued generosity of the program. With the Alexanders, they've been a huge help in allowing us to get support from Toyota Corporation. Subaru has done a big part. UPMC, Pennsylvania Skill by Mealy Manufacturing. The Alexanders actually exposed us to a new company this year that came on as a new sponsor. Auto Trader is new for us this year. And Wise Markets joined us this year as well. So we've got a lot of prize sponsors. So like I said, over $75,000 in prizes, over $150,000 in stretch funds. And it's just a great opportunity. So it's your probably one time of the year for 30 hours to have fun while giving, because that's the other message that comes out of this. A lot of the donors come to us is not only do they know they're doing good, but you can pick and choose, and there's so many nonprofits to support. It actually does become a fun way to give.
It's a blast. Charlie Degenstein said giving is fun, and you guys have whooped it into an art that is just a blast. It is a lot of fun. 6 p.m. tonight, midnight tomorrow, raisetheregion.org. Lots more explanation. The leaderboards will be fired up tonight. The whole system's all set up. Alexander Family Dealerships provided the stretching dollars and the offset dollars to make sure that you donate a dollar, the nonprofit you want to get that dollar gets that dollar and that whole dollar, too. Thank you both so much for coming in. Thanks for all you're doing, Aubrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you, Jason.
Thank you.